Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Well, hello, 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 and this is your host, Nicole Cleveland. Yes, you are listening to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. It is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We bring you real-life testimonies of women and men that have gone through, they've come out, and they've come to the show so they can share their story so that you don't feel like you are alone. When we go through, most times we feel like we're by ourselves. We feel like no one understands us, and we're just by ourselves. And we want you to know that you're not by yourself. God brought us out. He did it for us, and he is no respecter of persons. If he did it for us, he will most definitely do it for you. We want you to log on to our website, breatheagainmagazine.org. Be encouraged by the stories of victorious testimonies of men and women just like yourself. Listen to some archived shows. And if you have a powerful testimony, if you have a story that you know it was nobody but God that brought you out, we want to share your story because we want to share God being glorified in your life with other people to let them know that there is hope. So reach out to us. Email us at radioshow@breatheagain.org, radioshow@breatheagain.org, or you can just go to breatheagainmagazine.org and click the link where it says submission for the radio show. We'd love to have you, and I'd love to talk to you and chat with you. I love being this host of this wonderful show that God has ordained, and I call myself a connector. I connect the dots. I connect stories of people with other people that may feel like they're by themselves. Let's see. Let's get the news out of the way. We do have a couple of upcoming events coming up, and February 23rd, next Saturday, we have an Aspiring Authors Workshop, and that's going to be at Agape International Ministries Worldwide, and it's called So You Want to Write a Book. Now what? What do you do? What direction do you go to? You have all these thoughts in your head. How do you get them out of your head onto paper or in that computer? Or they may be sitting in that Word document and you're not sure which way to go, where to send it, who to send it to. We want to help you with that. Come on out and discover the tools to get that book out of your head to a published document, published work. Go to breatheagainmagazine.org, and there's a button that you can click on there, and you can register. It's only $20, and, you know, that's an investment into your future. So breatheagainmagazine.org, and up in the right-hand corner, it says Upcoming Events. Go ahead and click that and register there. We also have a Black History program that's coming up. It's a Black History and Taste Testing program that's going to be held at Agape International Ministries Worldwide in Richmond, Virginia, and that's going to be next Sunday at 3:30 p.m., and the tickets are $10, and then kids are $5, and I believe 5 and under are $3. But come on out. We're going to have a good time. We're going to taste some food, buy some caterers, and we're going to fellowship, learn a little bit about Black history, and just have a good old time fellowshipping together, breaking bread. That's at 3:30 at Agape International Ministries Worldwide, and that phone number is 804-266-3000, 804-266-3000. That's our events for today. To God be the glory for great things he has done, doing, and going to do. Let's talk about the show today. Well, you know what? Happy Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day. And you know what? It's so commercialized. I used to, you know, years ago when I first got married, I would run around breaking my neck, trying to find the perfect gift and do this and do that and just real go out of my way for Valentine's Day. But, you know, if I'm showing love the entire year long, then I don't have to, you know, it's not such a huge deal on Valentine's Day because I've already showed my love all throughout the year. But today is Valentine's Day, and we want to talk about how to love ourselves because sometimes, you know, we don't have a boo. We don't have a boo. Maybe the boo left. Maybe the boo's not acting right. Maybe the boo was acting like a bozo. So what do you do at that time? So we're going to talk about that today. And my guest is Minister Lisa Dortch, and she's going to be talking about how to love yourself. How do you do good things for yourself? So, because if that person's not giving you roses or chocolates or taking you to a five-star restaurant, take yourself, buy yourself some roses, you know, make yourself feel good. But do you, even if the person's not doing it, and you may be living in a household and you're married and the person doesn't really do a lot for you, what do you do? Is it all based on that other individual, or do you love yourself? Do it for yourself, you know. So we're going to be talking about that, but the first segment, we're going to talk to Venus Mason Theus. She's an author out of Detroit, and she's going to be here paying tribute to Monica Smith. I'm just going to say Monica Smith. And she recently has gone on to glory. She was a 40-year-old African-American with a physical disability. She had a form of muscular dystrophy, and she required a power wheelchair to get around. But her testimony of faith and determination and her spirit of never, ever giving up was such an inspiration to so many. I just wanted to bring Venus on the line because I believe Monica was in her writer's group, and I just wanted her to share a little bit about Monica because she never let anything stop her. She went to school with other children. She went to college. She has several degrees. She was a community advocate. So I wanted to bring Venus on the line so she can talk a little bit about Monica. We featured her on Breathe Again Magazine back in December. So if you haven't had a chance, go online, go to breatheagainmagazine.org and click on the story, Never Give Up, Meet Monica Smith. So Venus, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey Venus, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me on your show again.
You are more than welcome. You are a friend of the show. I sound like Wendy Williams, right?
How are you doing?
Let me stop.
You got your own tagline, though.
Right, exactly. Look, well, happy Valentine's Day to you because you are a marriage advocate. And before we go into Monica, why don't you say a little bit something about marriages and Valentine's Day and what this day is about?
Well, you know, I think it's great what you just said, the pearls of wisdom that you just shared with everyone, not just women,
yeah.
About, you know, whether you have a boo or a bozo or something in between.
Right.
But the main thing is that we have love for ourselves, love for Christ, because if we have love for Christ and if we love ourselves, then we're going to receive the love that we deserve one way or another. We're either going to, you know, make sure that the person that we choose to be with is going to respect and to love us, or we're going to love like Christ until they come to Christ, have that kind of come to Jesus love. But, you know, you mentioned it's commercialized, and it has been, just like all the other holidays.
Right.
I think all of the holidays were originally created for different purposes than what they, you know, have evolved to be, or maybe I should say deteriorated into
right.
being. But it's fun, you know.
Yeah.
Like you've been married for several years, and it, you know, hasn't been a big deal recently. And for some reason this year, I just kind of felt like doing a little more than I ordinarily do personally, because I could kind of take it or leave it on
right,
most
right.
Occasions, because I get the love and so forth every day.
Right.
Afford, you know, in my marriage, in my household. So, you know, I don't get all bent out of shape. In fact, I could care less, really, whether
right.
I get anything or not. I'm not looking for things. I
right.
want the genuine love, and I want the respect and, you know, that hand-holding when nobody's looking kind of love, which is what I have, and I thank God for it. And that's
absolutely.
What I think we should all, as far as relationships, That's mm-hmm. what we should be striving for.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well said, my sister, well said. Well, let's talk about Monica. Now, you knew her. She was part of your writer's group. Tell us a little bit about Monica. I have her story. We featured her story. I've chatted with her via email and on Facebook several times. She just seemed like a really sweet spirit, and she was genuine, and she just never, ever gave up. She was an inspiration. So talk a little bit about who she was.
Well, you know what? Excuse me, what I knew of Monica as far as writing is concerned just began to evolve. That relationship just began to evolve over the last few months. I've known her as a church member for several years,
okay.
and we actually got to know each other through, in particular, a lot of the women's ministry. We have a women's ministry at my church, Greater Grace Temple.
Yeah.
In Detroit, and it's called the Powerful Women of Purpose, and we always have activities, and Monica was rarely absent from any of the activities that we had. Monthly empowerment sessions, we have a monthly Saturday prayer, you know, we have our boot camp, a spiritual boot camp where, you know, other people call it the retreat, but We have a spiritual boot camp annually. Monica would attend the boot camp sometimes. And whatever she could attend, and she certainly was in church every single Sunday, every single Sunday. And a lot of times she'd be there for Bible classes. We have a ministry at our church where our communications ministry has a newsletter committee. And I know at one point Monica was, that's when I first met her several years ago, she was one of the volunteers to get the newsletter off the ground. So I know that she had a passion for writing, and I know that it was something in the back of her mind for a few years. And then about the last quarter or maybe in the summer or so, she started communicating with me about being ready to go ahead and write her book. She has always wanted to write. And what she expressed to me, and it's so interesting, just last month she came to our first writers' meeting. So the Scribes for Christ, the American Christian Writers Detroit chapter, all just got to meet her for the first time last month.
Mm-hmm.
And they embraced her, and we did our exercises together, and it's so interesting. We had a survey, being the beginning of the year, we did a survey. And everybody had the option of either doing the survey about their writing goals and aspirations online or if they wanted to do them, a hard copy. We had both available. Now, Monica was very savvy with the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, you know, she was on Facebook and she could manipulate, you know, the Internet and
right.
so forth. And, you know, the computer, but she chose to put it in writing, and I was just going through my notes and my handouts and everything from last month's meeting, and I ran across it. So I am definitely going to keep this as a keepsake.
Yeah.
She talked about her aspirations as a writer.
Yeah.
And she talked about what she liked. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I know you connected the two of us together because she wanted to get her testimony out there. Now, I want to let the listeners know that Monica had several degrees. She had her bachelor's, she had her master's. She founded a local nonprofit, and she was very, very active in the community as well as in the church. So is there anything that you would like to say about Monica that – people that would not otherwise know about her that we should remember?
I think what would be grand, what would really add an exclamation point to this wonderful set of accomplishments that this 40-year-old woman who had such a debilitating, set of circumstances, whereas, you know, some of us will break a fingernail and, you know, then life is over. But she had such complications that a lot of people would not have even tried to go to school. She was mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
She did everything mainstream. And what I think we can all take away from that. Like you mentioned, she went all the way to get not one but two master's degrees.
Yes. Yes.
And she didn't get them online through some, you know, correspondence course. She went to universities.
Right.
She went
right.
to brick and mortar and got
yes.
these degrees. And you can imagine, you know, as a child, people were not very nice to her.
Right.
But she persevered. So what I would say is that any endeavor that we have a dream to accomplish, we need to get on it. So she didn't get her book published herself.
Mm-hmm.
But what I recommended to her is to start with articles and to start with magazines. And I thank God that you were open and receptive. I think you
Amen.
Were the first magazine article. Your magazine was the first article that she had published.
Amen.
She's got a couple more, and she was going to do some radio shots and even television. She even had one with a local television show set up here. But
Amen.
I would say that whatever our obstacles that we feel we have now, we should think about Monica. I think everybody who's listening to us on this show now should go to Monica's Facebook page and read all about her. And recently Oprah had a show where she had a young man on there who had no arms, no legs, but he's made some amazing accomplishments. And the way she prefaced the show before he came on, because Pastor Rick Warren was also on the show, was shut your mouth. If you have any excuses, if you have any whining that you want to do for not accomplishing the goals and the dreams and the assignment that God has given you for whatever time you have on this earth, shut your mouth and look at
Amen.
Monica.
That's right. That's right. Well said, my sister. Well said. And I'm just honored that our paths crossed and I was able to contribute to her life and she was able to share her story with our readers. So I'm just blessed and I'm honored. So that's great. Thank you so much for stopping by the show. Paying tribute to Monica. And it's a great segue to going into this next segment that we're talking about because it's about Valentine's Day. And so people are moping and they're sad and they're upset about some flowers or some chocolates. And what you just said was shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Yes, exactly. Shut your mouth.
Then that way you get the kind you want.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the show. We love you, love you, love you. And, of course, you'll be back. You'll be back. So can't wait till that next book comes out.
I know. I'm waiting for yours, too.
Amen. It's coming. It's coming.
All
right, listeners.
I'm looking to hear from those people at Agape. I haven't heard from them.
All right, I'm going to get on it. I'm going to get on it. All right, well, listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're going to go into our next segment after this short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering in secret? Do you feel like you're alone and no one knows how you feel? The Bible says we overcome by the power of our testimony. The problem is no one is telling the real testimony. I have found a place that knows exactly how I feel. Real women with real issues, sharing how they overcame, and so can you. Subscribe to Breathe Again Magazine today, www.breatheagainmagazine.com.
All right, listeners, thank you so much for being with us today. Let's get into our next segment, and it's talking about Valentine's Day. My guest right now is Minister Lisa Dortch. She is an anointed woman of God who loves to preach, teach, and encourage others to let them know that for with God, nothing shall be impossible. She is the founder of Church Girls Rock, and that is an organization that believes that being a Christian does not mean that your life should be dull or boring. Instead, it's their goal to help others experience the abundant life through fun Christian experiences. All right, Lisa's on the line, and she is going to talk about how to love ourselves. If you're not getting the roses, not getting the chocolates, not getting what you really want on this Valentine's Day, how do you do it for yourself? So, Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am. So glad that you have me on your show today, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show, Lisa. Well, let's talk a little bit about yourself. Tell the listeners who you are.
Well, like you said, my name is Lisa, Lisa Dortch. I'm a mother. I love my children. I'm a wife. I'm a preacher. I'm a teacher. I'm just an encourager. And I love God, and I like to have fun, basically, is what I like to do.
Yes.
I love to laugh. I love to have a good time.
Yes, you love to laugh. You love to have a good time. And you're really down to earth. So, Lisa, talk to me a little bit about loving yourself. How does one, if they've lost themselves, how do they find themselves again?
I want to tell you this, share this quick story with you, and most people don't know this about me. I've been in church basically all my life since I was a little girl, forever. I've been in church. But I remember a time when I was very young that I started looking in the mirror, and I was trying to figure out who I was. Mm-hmm. And in the process of doing that, I became very sad and very depressed, and I thought that nobody loved me. And I ran away from home. Mm. I ran away from home, and I'm from the country, so when I ran away from home, basically all I did was run up the road, and this dog started chasing me. And when the dog started chasing me, I got scared, so I ran to a neighbor's house, and the neighbor brought me home.
Uh-huh.
But the dog that was chasing me was my dog, because the dog knew that I wasn't supposed to be, you know, gone.
Right.
I was supposed to be at home. Why is this girl out of the yard?
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was, you know, after this incident, of course, I didn't go very far. I didn't even, probably not even a quarter of a mile. I was probably like three houses up from where I live in the country. But my mom took me to my pastor, and I remember that my pastor sat me on his knee, and was the late Reverend William Russell Jones, Sr. He sat me on his knee, and he told me, he said, God loves you, and he said, so do I.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't long after that I gave my life to Christ. And I just that always stuck with me, that God loves me.
Right.
And I thought that nobody loved me. And
mm-hmm.
here this man was my pastor who told me that he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And God loved me. And I've always held on to that. Even when I feel like, well, nobody loves me or nobody cares, I know
mm-hmm.
that God loves me. And that's
yeah.
really all that matters.
Right.
We always look for confirmation or affirmations from outside, look for it from someone else. But we have to remember that, you know, God is love, and God is a supreme being, and he's the one that created us. So
yeah.
why are we looking for something from somebody else when the Creator said that when he made us, that he made us perfect, you know, that we weren't wonderfully and fiercely made?
Right.
So I don't get caught up in always looking for someone else to say, oh, girl, you look good. I know
right.
I look good.
Well, Lisa, you know, not everybody is like that. Not everybody understands it like that or even gets it like that. So what do you tell those individuals that are looking for validation from a man or looking for validation from people or looking? I know people that they just are so adamant about other people liking them, and I don't understand that. I'll never get that because I've never been one to my whole being or existence is tied up in another individual liking me. Whether they like me or not, I don't care who they are or what position they hold. That has nothing to do with me. So what do you tell those individuals that struggle in that area with, you know, understanding that, look, if God said he loves you, that's all that matters.
Right. And we have to, you know, we have to realize that someone else's opinion of you is just that. It's
yeah.
their opinion. And it's
yeah.
really none of your business, somebody else's opinion. So why
yeah.
would you wrap your happiness, your joy, in somebody else's opinion, which could change at any time?
Absolutely.
So are we going up and down because somebody else's opinion of us keeps changing?
Yes, they are. They're going up and down because of somebody else's opinion. Real talk. So they really shouldn't focus on the other individual. And we know that. We know we shouldn't be focused, or they shouldn't be focused on what people say or how they feel about them, if they like them, if they're inviting them to the party, or if they're inviting them to the fellowship or not. But they do
right.
get tied up in that. What do you say to those individuals now that are maybe in a state of depression? Maybe they are sad right now because their boo is acting like a bozo. They didn't get what they were supposed to get, or maybe, you know, their boo is not there any longer. What do you say to those individuals?
You know, one thing that that my mom taught me from a very young age, she said, "Lisa, when you're feeling bad, you always need to look good."
Mm.
And that's something that I always do. So even if I'm feeling bad, that's probably when I'm my best dressed. That's probably when I've got on my makeup, my hair
that's
is right,
good.
Because mm-hmm. I'm not feeling my best
right.
on the inside. Mm-hmm. So I've got to, you know, do something to lift my own spirits on the outside.
Right.
So
right,
I'm going
right.
to put on my heels. You know, I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to be sassy that time, that day, because I'm not feeling that well. But we have to learn how to just encourage ourselves.
Right.
If you didn't get flowers today for Valentine's Day, who says that you can't buy your own?
Come
Why
on now.
Why is it that this day, Valentine's Day, is so important to get flowers? Could
right.
you get, I mean, what if you got flowers yesterday? Or what if you get them tomorrow? Does it not mean the same thing as
right,
getting them
right.
today?
right,
is
right.
Is there a law that says you've got to get flowers on Valentine's Day, or, you know, the world is going to end? How is this really impacting your life?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
is
tomorrow,
it doing anything for you anyway?
Right. Tomorrow, will this matter?
Right.
Will
right.
any of this matter tomorrow that
yeah.
you didn't get flowers today? Because 9 times out of 10, if you got roses today, tomorrow they're wilted.
They are. They are. They are. You know, and my husband, a long time ago, I would have to say maybe 8 years ago, purchased me these acrylic roses to put on my desk at my job. And when people would come into my office, they would see these roses on my desk, and they were kind of acrylic, but they never died. And so he was like, "I'm not going to be buying you flowers every year. So go ahead and put them on your desk." But it was okay. I wasn't going to have a fit or, you know, cry or yell or scream about it. It is what it is. And so many people will go into debt. And so many people will, you know, give from something they don't even have just to say that they did it. But I love the fact that you said, you know, who says that you can't get them tomorrow? Who says you can't buy them yourself? And I think that's so imperative, because if individuals are out here and they're, let's say they are by themselves, I meet with many women and I talk to many women that, you know, they're no longer with their husband, or they're no longer with their man. And so what do they do? What do they do? Go buy it for yourself. Encourage
right.
yourself. Love yourself, right?
Right. If you want to go out to dinner, what's wrong with going out to dinner? Why does
right.
there have to be someone across the table from you?
Mm.
All they're doing is wasting your time. You're getting indigestion because you're trying to talk and eat at the same time. Let me just go sit down, eat, enjoy my meal, then I can go on about my business.
Right. And you don't even want
to
talk to
going
them.
I'm going to a restaurant alone.
Right. And then what about people that are so caught up in that, like they have to have somebody with them? It's okay to go to the movies by themselves. It's okay to do
yes.
things by themselves. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And think about the movies. Like, Nicole, you just brought up going to the movies. You go
right.
to the movies, you're sitting in the dark.
Right.
Who knows who you're with? It's a crowded place. You're sitting in the dark. Why does
right.
somebody have to be there with you?
Right, right, right. So true, so true. And then they want to talk to you and this and the other.
Right.
So that's right. It's okay to go by yourself.
To watch this. I paid $10 for this.
$10? Lord, this is about $12 now. Well, Lisa, that has been real good. I mean, what's your final words to those individuals out there that are by themselves? They're trying to get their groove back to themselves, not for a man, but for themselves. If you had to minister to them, what would you say to them right now?
Well, first you've got to realize, okay, I first need to be healed. because obviously there's a reason that you're broken, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling alone. And if you just take the time, and pray and ask God to heal you first so that you're able to love somebody else. So when that person does come, that you're actually able to love them from a pure place, that you're not, because hurting people hurt people.
Yes.
So if you bring someone else into your mess where you're hurting, you're upset because your last boo didn't do you right, so when the new boo comes along, you don't know how to treat them. You don't know how to love them. Take the time that you're by yourself in order to work on you so that you can be that good thing. Because a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. So you got to make sure that you are that good thing when he finds you.
Right. Good word, Lisa.
Take
good
that
word.
Time to work on you.
Yes, work on you. Tell me a little bit about Church Girls Rock. You're excited about that. So tell the listeners what Church Girls Rock is.
Well, I am so excited about Church Girl Rock. I'm working really hard on that. And our mission is loving God and enjoying life, because I do love God, and I know that God says that I've come that you may have life and have that more abundantly. That doesn't mean that I've got to just sit up in church and be all stuffy. That means that I'm supposed to enjoy the life that I have while I'm right here on earth. Yes, we're going to get rewards when we're up in heaven, but we're supposed to enjoy the life that he has for us right here on earth. And that's what Church Girl Rock is all about, is that while we're here, that we are just having fun, that we're doing events, that we're just showing you that, being in church doesn't mean that your life is just dull and boring, that you don't know how to have fun. Because you know me, I like to have fun. I still love to dance. I still love music. But that doesn't make me any less anointed. That doesn't make me any less a child of God.
That's right. That's right.
And I just want to let people know that.
That's right. Talk to me a little bit about the pageant you have coming up.
Oh, I'm so super excited about that, Nicole, because I'm looking for teenage girls that are in high school and that are involved in church. And when I say involved in church, that doesn't mean you got to be, the junior usher board leader or anything like that. But girls that love God, that are a part of church. And to show them, that you don't have to be out here doing all the, twerking and all this other kind of crazy stuff that the kids are doing now, that you are beautiful and that you should respect yourself. And I'm looking for some girls that want to be a part of the pageant. We are so excited about that. There'll be three different categories. They'll be doing talent. They'll have the evening gown, and they'll also be answering questions. It's just like any pageant that you may see on TV without the bathing suits. We're not going there. This is a Christian organization, so we don't want to see themselves flaunting themselves around. We're not about that.
Right. Well, good. Well, congratulations to you, Lisa, for what you're doing and what you are moving forward with. I bless God for you and your vision and what is coming to pass, because I see great things, my sister. I see great things. And so you're looking for sponsors for the actual pageant. So why don't you give your contact information if there are businesses out here that would like to partner with you?
Oh, yes, definitely. You can go to my website, which is www.churchgirlsrock.webs.com, and you can also contact me directly. My phone number is 804-955-0066. Again, that's 804-955-0066 if you'd like to partner with me to help sponsor this pageant for our youth.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, listeners, that has been our show for today. I'd like to thank Venus Mason Theus for stopping by the show to pay a tribute to Monica Smith. We bless God for her life and her inspiration. We also would like to thank Lisa Dortch for stopping by the show to talk a little bit about loving yourself and how to move forward with loving yourself and how to discover how to love yourself and treat yourself. Thank you so much for stopping by the show. Thank you for taking 30 minutes out of your time to be with us on today. So I bless God for you. Of all the places on the line you could have been, you chose to be with us for that And for that, I say thank you. I can't even talk right now. What in the world? So for that, I say thank you. Make sure that you log on to breatheagainmagazine.org. Read inspirational stories of people that have overcome adversity. If you would like to be a guest on our radio show, connect with us on our website as well. And other than that, we never, ever say goodbye. We always say, until next time, God bless you and have a super fabulous evening.